And now Fiona Kelly is with us to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
Yesterday's inquest verdict that Aoife Johnson's death at University Hospital Limerick in December 2022 was as a result of medical misadventure is the story which dominates today's front pages. Aoife's sister Megan is pictured speaking to reporters after the verdict was delivered outside Kilmallock Courthouse on the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, runs with Megan's words, "I never got to say goodbye to my little sister," as its lead headline. James Johnson's description of his youngest daughter as being a cool kid is carried in the lead headline in the Irish Independent, which also references the horrible death which Aoife endured, which her family were keen to remind people of in the aftermath of yesterday's verdict. For their lead headlines, the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, meanwhile, both quote consultant Jim Gray's description of the emergency department where Aoife died as a death trap. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times runs with the story by Arthur Beasley about an internal Department of Justice report from 2019 raising concerns about the golden visa scheme for millionaire immigrants, which was only closed down in February of last year. The report, which was released in full this week after the paper challenged redactions from Freedom of Information records by the department, highlighted concerns about background checks on applicants and their sources of funding. Much of the concern about the €1.25 billion scheme, which was introduced in 2012 as a job creation measure, was the extent to which it came to be dominated by Chinese millionaires. The Irish Daily Star gives coverage to the death of Tom Connors, who died in a suspected hit-and-run incident on a quiet country road in Carlow late on Wednesday night. The car which Mr. Connors was struck by was subsequently burnt out and its occupants failed to remain at the scene. It's understood that the 35-year-old had absconded from Lochinhouse Open Prison in Cavan on Saturday. The Irish News leads today with the refusal of the Northern Ireland Health Minister Robin Swan to vote for the new health budget, which was agreed by his executive colleagues yesterday on the grounds that it risks pushing health services in the north to the point of collapse. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher's appearance before a Stormont Justice Committee yesterday, where he discussed falling police numbers. And finally, the Mail reports today on the return of the Young Offenders next month. The fourth season of the Cork-based comedy will be aired first on BBC from the 10th of May before being broadcast on RTE in 2025. We're told that although Connor and Jock, the two lads at the centre of the action, have grown up quite a bit since they first appeared on our screens, the Cork humour and heartfelt storylines that characterise the show remain unchanged.
Fiona, thank you very much.